It's the truth, biblical gospel, and we warn people about man-made religion. We came out of it. Baptist, Methodist, Roman Catholic, Anabaptist, AOG. You're nodding your head like you see. The list goes on and on and on, like 40,000, right? The Bible says we're all supposed to speak the same thing and be of one mind. One God, one Savior, one truth, one word, one body. That's what we're encouraging people to seek.
I'm Seventh-day Adventist.
Okay, well, you need to repent. Come out of that, too.
Today is the Sabbath.
Christ is our Sabbath rest. I encourage you to go deeper and test yourself. Do they do like Christmas, Easter, feminization, worldliness, carnality, sports, entertainment, politics?
They don't do a whole lot of that.
But all you need to do is one to be left outside the gates of heaven.
Well, I think God's a lot more forgiving than some people say that he is.
But Revelation,
all this burning and hell stuff and all that, I don't believe.
Ma'am, Revelation 22 and 21 says one unrepentant sin is going to leave you outside the gates of heaven. If you're not inside the gates of heaven, where the light is Christ, where are you? You're in the outside in the darkness, weeping and gnashing of teeth. But his saints are not called sinners, they're called saints. When you become a born-again child of God, you become a saint, not a sinner. So you don't want to say we're all sinners unless you truly are and you're not born again. The Bible says that we are to strive to be perfect. Perfect means mature and complete. So test yourself on that card. I love you. That's why I'm out here. I want to help you find the truth. We love you. Repent. Come out of the world.
I might need some more of your money.